Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Someone asked me about the marathon we just did. Where do they get it? You go to keithandthegirl.com/marathon. 24 hours. A lot of fun. I have two guests on today that were on that very marathon. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Procida.
Oh, hello, everyone.
Billy was on explaining how he's trying to up his sex game, right? trying to experience more and more. And Kevin Allison was on with him and said, try drinking piss.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
And Billy said, I'll figure it out on my own.
Take what you want and leave the rest.
Yeah. I have not tried that yet.
No.
Don't count me out.
He, of course, is the host of the Man Whore podcast. We'll get into everything that involves. Also joining us, host of Up Your Butt and Around the Corner. That's a podcast. And the host of the weekly show Tyrannosaurus at Rar Bar Restaurant is the name of the place. And I was there the other day, in fact. Sam Evans.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hello, Sam.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Now, let's start. First of all, let's start with Billy. And Billy loves sex. He loves getting freaky.
Does anyone here not like sex? I'm sorry. Hold on.
But you like going crazy, right? You like nipple clamps on your dick. You like it all.
Not quite the nipple clamps, but I like a lot of fun stuff. Yeah.
You go to sex shows.
Yeah.
Right?
You participate in sex shows.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that a few times.
Do you like being naked? Because, okay.
Oh,
when,
yes.
When Keith says you love sex and you love kinky shit, for me, like, I don't really see you like that. I see you like you love experimenting and seeing if, like, it's really as freaky as people say or it's just another version of sex.
Yeah.
I don't see you as, like, some, what else can I do other than, like, what else can I experience? And it just happens to be sex.
Well, it's just weird because, like, I won't try new foods.
Like, unless it's in a vagina.
Yeah, which I've done. Like, birthday cake. I ate birthday cake off my friend's pussy one time. Like, that was interesting. But
How much birthday cake is in a birthday cake on a pussy that you have to eat?
I think we just did, like, one normal size slice of cake. And we just plopped it on the mound for
is
like
this a close friend. What are we doing?
This is someone I went on a date with years ago, and then we never slept together.
I swear to God, if this is Andrea and she's right here, and you just
no, but it's very on brand for Andrea. I feel like I wanted to sleep with her for like 2 years, and the only way we were at the same birthday sex party, and it just seemed like the only way I was going to get a chance to hook up with her again was this like weird. I just joking. I was like, birthday cake, wouldn't it be weird to eat cake off someone's pussy? And she's like, yes, let's do that. I'm like, I'm in, finally, 2 years of waiting.
Is boy, this, you know, yeah. The pickup lines are changing nowadays.
Is this why people don't understand where the line is for catcalling? Because what do you expect me to do, marry you today? I don't know. He's eating cake off a vagina.
Now, how did you take, now you also have like a food issue, and now you have to tear through cake to get to pussy. So did you like tear into it, or were you like, oh, this is 50 points every bite, this sucks?
I used to be really weird about, because there's always like food at these like sex parties.
Of course.
And like,
are you still on Weight Watchers?
Oh, no, I've been off Weight Watchers since they jacked that price up.
Once he had to eat the cake off the press.
I was like, yeah, you know what? Carbs are great. all you had to do was like rebrand it for me, and I'm like in. No, I haven't been on Weight Watchers in years, but, you know, I get weird about the food because, like, I'm naked, and, like, there's people with abs around, and I clearly don't have those, and then just the idea of stuffing more food in my face, like, this can't be helping. So
it affects your sex life?
Not too much. I just try not to bring food into it. And then I usually do all right. This one cake thing was my last ditch effort to sleep with someone who I had been trying to sleep with for a long time.
Did you do it in front of people?
We went down to a basement where she's not really into the public sex part. She likes going to sex parties because it's a real awesome sexual environment. Like, she loves the vibe of it. But when she wants to actually do stuff, she'll take her partner to like a side bedroom.
Oh my God. Where there's square. Oh my
God. Yeah. She doesn't want too much of an audience. So we went to like some side bedroom, and then we fooled around there.
But okay,
yeah.
So you did eat the cake. Then did you penetrate her with your penis? I make it so sexy. I mean, it's like, yeah. After you ate the cake, did you penetrate her with your penis?
With your engorged member.
You know what happened in that moment? I swear to God, I was like, in that moment when I started that sentence, I'm like, wait, my mother-in-law listens to this. And then I cleaned it up, and then I'm like, what do you give a fuck about? Like,
yeah.
She can turn it down.
Yeah. We had sex a couple times after that. That was
the same night?
Yeah.
How do you avoid cake in there?
I don't even remember what. I think we just went for it. I think because I put it like on the mound. We put it like up top.
The Mons.
The Mons, yes.
If you will. That's right.
You're so fancy, Sam.
I know some medical shit.
I just know vagina.
Yeah, I think we were just trying to keep cake out of the actual pussy and then, you know, I just gave it a little wipe. Like, you know, you ever get like food on your chest when you're like eating in bed or something? You just give it like a wipe down like that. Yeah, I kind of did that, but like with her body.
God, the old sexy wipe.
Yeah. Not like a nice towel, not like a sensual cleaning, just get it off. Okay.
Yeah, crumbs are out. Let's do it.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Was it everything you wanted?
It was everything I wanted, and then I thought it would lead to doing it again, because she said, oh, we got to do that again. I'd be like, yeah, great, let's make plans. And she's like, no, like right now, and then never again.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I'm going to ask her next time she does the podcast, I guess.
Okay.
Because she won't. I think it's because I'm not rich enough for her. She likes really rich class. She likes a guy in a suit. She likes a guy who like knows like nice expensive speakeasies. And I own one pair of shoes and they have holes in them.
Oh, so she was dumpster diving on your ass.
Well, like we've been friends for a couple years, but just I think the reason why we never progressed before that was that.
I got it. I got it down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I got the reason.
So, yeah.
Well, Sam, do you ever put Duncan Hines in a girl?
Duncan. Well, now, Keith. Now, you know, I don't think I've ever done much food play. No, I've never. Right. I'm not the sexually adventurous man that Billy is.
See, this is the thing. So Billy's one of these guys where it's like, Billy gets out there and he's a freak. He's like, I'm just like anybody. I like sex. I was like, yeah, what'd you do last night? Oh, I put pumpkin pie and I fucked it inside a vagina. You know what I mean? These guys are next level.
Did you guys not good do that?
Sex life. I never just did food stuff. I've done things. I've eaten a butt. All right. I'll say it. Okay. But
you're next level. You don't know that.
Oh, I don't fucks with eating butt.
You don't fucks with eating butt.
I've licked two butts two times. I'm good.
Well, you got to ask a lady to take a shower first.
No, it's just it's a mental block for me. I'm just not really a fan. Yeah.
You know what it is for me, eating butt? It seems why it gets me going. It seems like the absolutely most off limits thing you can do. And that excites me about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Freaky deaky.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
But I've also been with somebody eating so much butt that it becomes passe. It's like, you want me to eat your butt? Yawn, I guess.
you switch it up by eating the pussy.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to have meat and potato sex because it becomes exciting.
Mm-hmm. Do you put your tongue in the ass?
No, I don't think so.
You just lick.
Just around.
Past it.
Yeah, or past. Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot get into it. And it always bothers me when I'm like, oh, I can't get into that, because I'm like, why not? I really think the body is anything, try anything, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, I don't know. I can't help but think that's where poop comes from. Sure. I can't help but think I have so many other parts that I'm still into.
Have you ever had your butt licked, though?
I don't even like when people get near it. So
really?
I move. Yeah.
Really? All right. Because having your ass licked is fantastic. It's my favorite thing in the world. But it's like the one thing I don't really want to do ever.
Oh, really? You want it to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh. It's a game changer.
Well.
that move can extend a relationship with some people.
What's going on, buddy? Oh.
Do I seem off? I got very defensive about food play. I'm going through a breakup as of 2 days ago. So, you know,
now it's
a great time to do a podcast.
Every time I see you, you're going through a breakup. Is this the same person?
Same person. This is our third-ish breakup.
Now, what? It seems like you know this one will definitely take.
Well, this one's charming.
This one's charming.
What do you mean?
Third time's a charm. He got it. It was for him.
Yeah. I think it's going to be real because there were some opportunities I could have thrown some Hail Marys to extend it and play the back game. We're going to use backgammon terms. I've been gambling a lot recently in Union Square. So like I've had a lot of backgammon terminology has been going on.
Well, I saw one of your tweets.
You print my tweets?
Uh-huh. I know I'm gambling a lot when I start thinking about my break and backgammon terms.
Oh, I didn't even complete the word breakup. I'm so bad at this.
Well, I saw all the cry faces afterwards, so I figured it out. how do you relate it to...
Has anyone here ever played backgammon?
I understand.
Not with your grandpa, but like...
No, sorry.
There's a thing called the back game where you have a lot of your checkers as far back as possible, and you can still actually totally win the game through a series of things, but it just extends the game longer, Or a lot of times if you have one checker back, you actually, your best chances of possibly winning or keeping it back there as long as possible, even if the looks like your opponent's going to win.
Okay.
Because the dice might, and the moves might make it so that there's an opportunity to hit the checker.
Try 140 characters.
Sorry. If you hold out long enough, you might get an opportunity to hit the other checker and like actually win the game. So you like hold out for as long as possible. So sometimes I've been feeling like that I've been holding out in this relationship longer because I'm just hoping for that shot that may never come.
Why break up with what is there's usually when this happens, and it's happened to everybody, right? Has everyone been in like an on and off thing?
Yeah.
I feel like it's very easy to get into. What made it on and off?
We had a breakup back in March. Where she wanted to, we were in an open relationship.
Right. You were playing Monopoly, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were in an open relationship and she decided she wanted to switch to monogamy. I wasn't comfortable with that because there were a couple of partners who I was starting to see who I saw romantic potential for. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to cut those off. Cutting off someone I'm just fucking, that's easy. I can just be like, yeah, I don't have to fuck those people. Like I don't have to do that. I cannot seek out new stuff. But there were a couple people who I was like, I think I would want to actually date this person also. We were, you know, I'm polyamorous.
Jenny the ass licker. You know, there's a lot going on.
That was my next question. So not just open relationship, but polyamory.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I wasn't prepared to give up a couple of those things. Do you get possibilities.
Does she allow a weaning off period? 6 months? You know, I mean, when they make laws, they don't just throw the law out there. They give you a warning.
Yeah. You have like 3 months to get on Medicare or something like that. Right. And then, right. No, it was just, she was like, I can't do this. And then we broke up. And then I did Andrea's podcast and the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. And I aired the entire thing. And her friends were not happy about it. She wasn't happy about it.
Why? What was aired?
Just like I aired a lot of like the personal stuff. Just about the relationship, about switching from monogamy to non-monogamy. I also discussed on the internet a bag of stuff she dropped off at my place on air, which she didn't take kindly to.
Why? What was the worst part of that?
She just thought it was too, she's not a public person. So she just thought it was very.
Does she know you have a podcast called The Man Whore Podcast?
Yeah, she's
I'm
aware.
Just curious. Does she know that you interview your exes and you've had a show where you're literally getting jerked off as you're interviewing the person?
Yeah.
Just curious.
so actually, but that bag, that incident caused us to talk and get back together. And there's another time where like we broke up for 2 days, but this one I think is real because I think she's not non-monogamous, and that is something I am only learning now. Mm. I don't want to get too much into those details because she's she's a private person. I'm trying to for once respect her privacy like a little bit, but
let me ask you this as a podcaster, and Keith, you're going into the single life. Can you not talk about a major relationship?
Of course, but not if you have a show about sex.
It's not talking about the relationship, but maybe talking about the stuff her and I discussed about herself. That I can refrain from, and I can focus more about me and how it's affecting me or what it's making me think about in the way I date, in the way that I love. And, there's a lot of thoughts and concerns about, like, you know, am I non-monogamous or am I a dude who found like a convenient ideology that like allows me to go have sex with other people or
What's
date multiple
difference?
People?
Yeah, they could both be true. No offense.
What is the difference?
You're not monogamous, by the way, if you're looking for an answer.
Wait, what did I say? Am I monogamous or that? Sorry, I'm a little.
You said, am I non-monogamous or am I a dude who found an ideology that lets me talk about
people? Well, because you know, there's like the guy who like is just looking for like, the finding like a moral high ground to fuck multiple people, and then there's like someone who like that's truly how they are and how they're oriented and how they feel. I thought she was also one of those because like we met in a very non-monogamous scenario. We met at a sex party, right? Like we met and fell in love there. So you know, one would think that she would be in the similar zone.
How old is she? About
right now, she's 24.
So you met at 22
and I was 20.
This is laughable. You're wasting our time. Start with that.
Wait, Billy, how old are you?
Jesus Christ, Billy. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
But how old are you, Billy?
I'm 28.
You're 28?
So you're
it's 20. Really, honestly, I normally would never date that young, but because of where we met, Yeah. And I didn't realize how old she was until after we were talking and hitting it off. Norm, like my Tinder low limit is usually like 25. Like I don't.
Well, also,
I normally wouldn't mess with someone so young.
Did you go into the relationship non-monogamous?
Yeah, because I mean, we met at an orgy.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's fresh off 21, and she's like, "Yeah, I can do this forever."
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you're 28; she's 24. That's not a huge difference. I'm laughing because I think at 24 you could have just decided, "Oh shit, I am monogamous." Like, and your brain's not functioning yet. Especially if your ass is getting licked every other minute.
I don't know. I'm also an idiot, but...
Do you know, without exaggeration, scientifically, they say your brain is not formed until you're 25.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, now you got a new age limit, right?
I mean, I think that the brain maybe still doesn't finish forming until maybe 28, 29, because I still feel like I'm a moron.
So. Right. Right. Well, you got to date somebody, right?
It doesn't go away.
I mean, I don't know. We know a lot of people where it's like, no one needs to date them. We know those people.
Is that you?
I'm worried it might be.
Really?
Know?
Are you really worried about that?
I don't know. Sometimes I do.
You
know?
Why? What would annoy you about you in a relationship?
Oh, God. Don't get me. We've got one right behind us who has many reasons. She can explain why.
I mean, it could either be her on mic or you on mic saying this list. So
I can be very condescending to younger partners in particular, or to people in general. I am not the most socially adept. Is that the word? Like where you're good with people?
That seems so crazy to me, because just the idea of going to an orgy seems like you have to have social mastery.
And it's just so, we're like with women that I think are interested in me, I think I'm fine in terms of like, I'm normal, I'm not nervous. Mm. But
wait, time out, Evan. Sam Evans. I would think that that is where people go who don't know how to socialize, because what happens at those parties is you have indicators. So you don't have to have the, for lack of a better word, the charisma to approach. The approaches. But you have approaching labels. Like, I want to be penetrated is like a label. I want to have this kind of thing. I only want to kiss. I only want this.
Are you talking about like literal labels at a party?
Like going up to people and saying like, hey, because no one goes up and says like, hey, I'm really looking to eat pussy. Can I eat your pussy? You can do that. You could open with that, but I think it's a little bold. Throwing in a little bit of conversation just to see if they're interested in you, it might be a more successful approach. But we know plenty of people who play the numbers game and just approach everybody with the same really forward thing. Just because you're at a sex party doesn't mean you can say, hey, you want to fuck? No? Okay, bye. I think you're going to have more success if you treat it like a normal party. But at a normal party, if you guys want to fuck, you find like an empty bedroom, or you say, hey, you want to get out of here. Instead, you just be like, hey, do you want to go to that corner and like, and to that mattress and like fool around. You still gotta have some charisma and a little bit of charm.
That's
or abs.
Bad.
I mean,
what's the point? Work. Why am I going to a sex club? What's the point?
Well, I mean, if there's no point, that means anybody can come up to you and have sex with you also.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you're given bracelets or something, right? There are little labels.
This one says I consent to touch. So just like clears all nonsense.
You are wearing these bracelets. Holy shit. I'm so sorry. I just didn't. I didn't know that this was a thing. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it is a thing at all parties, but I know some parties do something where like this. So because
you think the party's still going on right now?
Okay. So that the party I go to is called Hacienda. And what I love about it is in the email they send, they say you have to leave by 10 a.m. unless you have permission to sleep over. Right. And when I go home at like 5-6 a.m. if I wake up at 9 by accident, I always wake up and the first thought is like, it's 9 a.m. somebody is fucking in that house like right now still in that place. But like, let's say we were at the party, right? And we were talking, and let's say we were flirting, and like I wanted to say like, touch your shoulder, right?
Sure.
Before I do it, I'm supposed to say, hey, do you mind? Like clear, you know, that touching barrier, right? So when you're wearing one of these bracelets, it's kind of saying like, hey, you don't have to like bother with the your shoulder stuff.
I follow, why do you wear it now?
Yeah, because I just like wearing
Aren't
it.
Aren't you worried that at like a bagel place, somebody's going to start squeezing your pec?
You know, these bracelets kind of say that you can own your nose. And so if someone did that, I would just be like, hey, can you not?
What's the purple one say?
Oh, this is from the Cinderblock Comedy Festival.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's Live Strong. So what would the other breakups be that you had with your girlfriend? What were those over?
The other one was I thought her insecurity was really getting in between us. And so I broke things off. So that time I broke up with her. then I 2 days later, we both like, this doesn't feel right. We should still be together. And so we stayed. And this time was just, it was made clear that she is not up for non-monogamy and also hasn't been for a while. And that's heartbreaking because like that means she's been in pain and I don't want to cause her pain. I love this woman. I love her a lot. And just like the idea of her not happy already is enough to make me sad, depressed, or angry. So the thought that like I'm causing that pain unknowingly, it was like, right. It was heartbreaking for me.
Could you be monogamous if she learned to eat an asshole?
She eats plenty of my asshole. That's okay. That's
not a problem.
Yeah, that's not an issue. Okay. She's a winner when it comes to that. I've done monogamy before. When I was a freshman in college, I did that for like 14 months. It was my first and only girlfriend before this. That was fine, but at the same time, I hadn't like discovered myself sexually yet. I hadn't gone to parties. I hadn't even learned that women might find me desirable. I just thought this one woman was an idiot and wanted to stick around with me, you know?
Turns out she was. You guys broke up.
Yeah. So like I could do monogamy. Like I'm good at following rules. If we set rules, I'll follow them. It's just, I don't know if I'll be happy in that scenario.
Sam, how long are you with your person?
2.5 years now.
And are you a monogamous person?
Monogamous, yeah.
Like, do you like it or do you prefer dating for a little bit and then getting monogamous?
No, I have too much guilt pounded into me, I think, just through like religion and stuff like that. But I also am not unhappy in monogamy, you know what I mean? I mean, I think we're all like human and then we all have like urges and things like that.
What can you explain to Billy that he's missing out on? Not knowing true love?
No, I mean, I have no idea what it feels like to do what Billy's doing. So I can't say that he is or is not missing out.
Could you picture having an empty soul?
Here's a hint. You're looking at it. Just turn
to
the right.
I was so trying to be diplomatic.
Did you ever date more than one person at the same time?
I don't know that I could, you know? I mean, there's no river long enough that doesn't have a bend in it, you know? So
wait,
maybe
what?
Someday. Like, I don't know, you know, what I'm saying is I don't know what will happen tomorrow. You know what I mean? I can tell you that today I'm completely content and I feel very good. I can see myself being with my partner for the foreseeable future.
Meanwhile, all of this can change tomorrow?
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Yeah. That's scary.
Well, I was just thinking, like, in the beginning of a relationship, once you go on one date, you're monogamous or it's...
Yeah, what's the barrier?
Yeah.
I feel like it depends on, like, when you actually talk about it and you're like, oh, we're dating. But I usually, if I have slept with a person, I'm not going to sleep with somebody else.
What if they're really bad at sex that first time?
Then I just wouldn't have sex with them again. And because that's something I need in a relationship. So I would make it clear that... You know,
that's funny. Like all these are crazy things to Billy. Like, I'm like, wait, I'm just, but okay, follow me. What if instead of fucking you, they cut you? And what would you do?
Are you saying that you would sleep with somebody and then they were bad at sex? You'd be like, hey, you're bad at sex, but we can keep doing it.
Wait. So do you not eat cake off of pussies? Is that?
Not yet.
Okay.
But this is what he's saying. He doesn't know what tomorrow is.
Tomorrow is,
There's an office birthday party.
The there literally was somebody at my office today that had like leftover birthday cake.
Take that home. Have some fun, man. Experiment.
Did you guys have, you end up breaking up. That who makes the move? Do you?
There was an inciting incident where I knew, we were visiting her college hometown in Athens, Ohio. And she lives in Pittsburgh. So we were like 3 hours from her place. I was going to break up. I was going to wait till we got back to Pittsburgh and I was going to break up with her. And it heartbreaking, but I felt like that's when it had to happen. In the car, she broke up with me, but then we had to drive 3 hours together back to Pittsburgh. About an hour and a half or 2 hours into it, we hit traffic. There is a tractor trailer horizontal across, blocking off the entire highway. So we've just had a big fight. We've both been crying and sobbing and like trying to get some kind of a conversation out of each other. And now we are in standstill traffic for an hour just there.
Right. What could the fight be? You want to be monogamous or vice
that
versa?
That wasn't the fight. The fight was something else that I don't want to get into. Right. But it was just there was a thing. And it was just like, I think for both of us, it was a aha moment of, I don't think this relationship can continue the way it's going. So it needs to end.
Did you watch Game of Thrones without her?
No. I saved it.
I'm trying to figure out what the thing was. All right.
Yeah. So, and then by the time I got her back to Pittsburgh, I had to drive 7 hours back to New Jersey to drop off my mom's car. And it was just...
What kind of planning is this? Kind of crazy 12-hour
Well, it wasn't drive. Like... I mean, again, I didn't plan on doing a 12-hour. I planned on, you know, just driving to Pittsburgh and then we were going to stay together and be in love. But, you know, the day took a different turn. but then I also couldn't, like, we couldn't break up and I just, like, stay at her house for the night. You know, I had to get the fuck out.
Halfway through, did you think of dropping her off at a Greyhound?
No.
Okay.
It was her car, so I couldn't. Then it would have been Grand Theft Auto. And
well, what if you just got out? I don't know. I would think about, okay, we're done. I'm just going to get out here. What are we doing?
No, because I didn't know where the fuck I was. So... I was just like, let me just get back to Pittsburgh, grab the car, and go.
You know that phone you use to go to all the sex parties? It can also tell you where you are now.
We actually don't use our phones for that. We actually have a half-naked boy shows up to your house to hand deliver an invitation. He's dressed like Cupid, but he's wearing a strap-on.
Is this true?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
I really want to start a party that does that.
I've never seen that guy around New York.
Do you have a list of things that... you want to do sexually?
Not anymore, because there's not a lot of stuff that I haven't done that I also want. There's a lot of stuff I haven't done, but there's not a lot of stuff that I haven't done that I also really want
to
do.
What was the biggest one to cross off the list?
Well, I think one of the few remaining things would probably be like a reverse bukkake type situation. Like a reverse
service. A lot of
service.
Women squirting on your face.
Something like that. Something where I'm in service to a lot of women. Whether my penis is involved or not is not required. It doesn't matter. But just something where, like, I am being put to good use, almost kind of like in a whorish scenario. And then the other big fantasy is, like, to actually be a whore, which I got very close to fulfilling for, like, $1,000.
And being then a gigolo.
I had a sexting client for, like, 6 months. And then she visited New York City.
What kind of sexting?
Well, it started off as a sex thing, like, where she just wanted to pay me each month to, like, sext her, like, once a week or something.
How much?
I have to know.
It started off as $200 a month.
What?
And then it got upped because I realized she wanted more. She wanted me to basically dominate her life. She wanted me to tell her what to do, to, like, put in butt plugs or not at work, to, like, when to jerk off, when not to, things like that. And then I turned it into financial domination, where, like, if I just want money, I could just demand it on top of my monthly. Here's an example. Like, I made her write an essay at one point. I made her write a 500-word essay.
Ooh, how sexual.
It's super sexy, right? Really good grammar gets me going. By the way, her grammar, not so good. So already I wasn't a fan. But I said 500 words on, like, why you like this arrangement, why you like to please me, how you would please me. And she sends me back a thing. It's actually really good, heartfelt, honest. I was like, all right, mazel. And then I ran it through a word counter, 440 words.
Mm. Oh my God, sorry, kill her.
Not allowed. So it was 434 words. She was 64 words off. So I sent her a Venmo request for $64 and she filled it.
I love it. That's very
good. So then it got up to $300 a month to basically financially dominate her, sexually dominate her from abroad. She came from Texas to New York City to come visit New York, and then she wanted to meet in person. So we met, like, out of character, and then she said, like, she was interested in possibly paying to have sex with me. She said, how much would that be? And I said, well, this has always been a fantasy of mine. So the number has nothing to do with you. This is just the number. Because I didn't want her to, like, say it's a high number because, like, I didn't think she was attractive.
What kind of qualifying garbage is this? Well, like, number.
Well, so it was $1,000, right? But, like, I didn't want her to hear $1,000 go, like, why? Am I, like, that gross? I'd be like, no. This is, like, just because I always fantasize that if I did do this, it would be for something like $1,000. And she said, okay.
She wants you to dominate her, and you were like, right. It's just that, that's my dream job.
No, because we met. This was an out-of-character conversation.
Go back in character.
It was, yeah. Listen, bitch, give me $1,000 and maybe I'll lick your twat. I don't know.
That's the Billy I know.
But I'm not good at that. I'm not a dominant dude. I'm, like, very subby.
Type it in your notes section on your phone and show it to her. Listen, bitch. Yeah.
Well, we ended up not doing it. We ended up having more of an out of character conversation that she needed to have to feel good. And that was whatever. But she still had this money. So the next day, all the normal roles are back in play. So I told her we did our first cash point meet, which for all the financial dominance out there is this wonderful thing where you meet someone on a corner and then you take money from them and then you leave. It's a beautiful thing. This is like, there are a lot of women who like make a living just being fine doms where they don't fuck people. They don't even have to spank them. Just tell them to give them money. It's beautiful.
How much was that?
So for that, I said, bring the $1,000 because I knew she had the money with her because I didn't get it. We didn't fuck. So I told her, meet me on this corner, bring the envelope. I walked up to her. She took out the envelope. I just kind of went through and I was trying to take about $200-$300 or so. So I take out a wad, end up being like $340, and I walk away. She says, I really want to hit you right now. And I was like, oh boy, let's get in character. Bring on Dom face. And I turned around and I said, take the envelope out. And I walked back to her. She's like, no. And I reached in to her bag, took out this envelope of money, which in retrospect from a distance probably looked bad. Probably looked like I was just robbing this woman. But I took out another 20. I said, that comment cost you another $20. And I walked away with $360 for nothing.
Did she like that?
I don't care.
You care about the satisfaction of your client, right?
She wants to make her big thing. She's satisfied when I'm happy. And the reason we didn't fuck originally, because she was having a hard time grasping the concept of money makes me happy. I am a broke comic in Bushwick with 4 roommates. Money makes me happy.
It bothers her that it's not just a fun character. You want the money too much.
She does. She couldn't understand that I don't get off on sexting her, that I don't get off on being in this dominant role. I'm like, no, I'm doing this dominant role because I'm getting paid, because it is a job.
Right.
Did she demand a refund?
No.
They never do.
Silly Sam.
Sam, how much would it take to have sex with you? I'm asking for a friend.
Either gender.
Like $80.
Now look how progressive.
Hit me on the right week and probably 60. We'll have to run it by my girlfriend. It's probably not okay.
Now, when you bring up either gender, as though the money wouldn't be different, have you been with a guy before?
No.
You think you're so progressive. You're nothing.
Yeah.
I almost took money from guys for that on 2 occasions, but it fell through last week.
For what?
One was a guy he wanted to meet up, and he was like a doctor from Tennessee. So he's like, I'm looking for someone to like take out. He didn't want to just like pay to bang me or anything. He wanted to go on a date. He wanted to take me out to like a nice steak dinner and drinks and a Broadway show. And I'm like, I love musicals. This guy gets me. That's pretty cool. I want to see Hamilton. But then I want to take you to my...
Wow, he really gets you. You're the guy who wants to see Hamilton with another dude.
I'll see Hamilton with anyone. It's very hard to get tickets. But then he's like, I want to take you to my hotel room. Then like, we're going to make out and jerk each other off. And the making out, oddly enough, was the part where like I like had an issue. Like I turned to Julia Roberts. I was like, no kissing. This is not for
me. How much?
$2,000 I turned down.
Fuck you.
$2,000.
Fuck you. Actors do that for free.
Sure.
Like on stage. Sure. $2,000. Sam Evans.
Get into care. Oh, like butt fuck me?
No. Just exchange hand jobs and make out after a very nice
date. Yeah, I'd probably do it. Yeah.
Keith, $2,000.
I would have ate too much. I'd be too full. When you were in college, you used to do webcams for guys.
Yeah.
So is that as far as you would go?
No. Like, I would totally do it. I'm not above hooking up with a guy for money. It just wasn't the number I wanted. If it was like a recurring, if he said, I'm going to come to New York once or twice a month, we're going to do this, and this is going to be a recurring monthly thing, you get $2,000 a month, I'd be like, I'm in. Because I like the longevity. I'm thinking future. I'm thinking I'm saving money. I'm starting a savings account. I'm paying off gambling debts.
This is terrible math.
So it's not the price per hand job. It's more like knowing what the grand sum is going to be 6 months from now.
Only if I get to be a whore every month.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a scenario. The other scenario was this couple wanted a live-in guy, and that would have paid $5,000 a month. Free rent on the Upper East Side to like live there, be basically their fucking cleaning boy and fuck toy whenever they wanted.
Clean?
I was fine with that.
That's actually,
yeah, that was a great gig. Upper East Side, dude, no rent.
Yeah, but I'm saying like to actually have to clean on top of the sex
stuff. Really?
That seems more insulting. It's like, not a real job, man. Just fuck me.
Do you worry that you find yourself finding ways to be a prostitute of sorts than turning towards a legitimate job?
I don't want the whole point of, I think, my quote unquote
artistic, not even a 9-to-5, you know, so it could be something artistic.
I mean, yeah, like as being a comic and
a
podcaster, I mean, I think of it as supplemental income, you know?
Okay. Would you do this?
Like as podcasters, it's not like y'all do maybe like speaking engagements as your primary income, but like if a college says like, hey, do you guys want to come do a talk for, you know, $5,000 or whatever, you go like, oh, and that's like a supplement.
So wait. Is this like a monthly $5,000 talk? Or is it a just one-off? Because I'm not just going to whore myself out for a TED talk the one time.
Yeah. Like if I had to fuck a dude in the ass for $5,000, I'd be like, yeah, you know, that's that supplements the comedy.
Did you do any of this stuff, whether it was with that woman or somebody else during your 2-year relationship?
Did I do any of the prostitution stuff with the sexting partner, the financial dom chick? Was during this.
Did that disgust your girlfriend?
No.
She loved it.
She would get upset sometimes at it.
Yeah.
But that was in the earlier parts of the situation where I was also not being the best boyfriend. And I wasn't giving her enough attention. And when she expressed that to me, I then became a better boyfriend. Like I gave her more relationship affirmation. I talked to her like more through text than I normally would. I'm not always the biggest texter.
She's like, why don't you text me?
Or she'll be like, she'll want to FaceTime. And like,
FaceTime is extra.
I don't FaceTime. Yeah.
Because what? You don't like your face?
I mean, that's one of a plethora of reasons. No, I'm just like, I don't know. Why can't we call? Like talk on the phone. But
right. I don't know. But you know why? There's more of a connection.
I guess. I don't know. I don't feel it. It's also awkward because I don't know if I look at the screen or if I look at the camera.
Like it either. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like.
But like I started doing more of that stuff when she expressed that she didn't feel appreciated enough. And I realized like, you know what? I could be doing a better job as a boyfriend.
Wait, is this a long distance relationship though?
For the last like 3 months or so.
Because I can understand. FaceTime to me just seems like something you do if you're in a long distance relationship.
Yes, I agree.
You need to see the person's face.
Yeah.
I can get that. But if you're living in the same city, it's like, yeah, just call me.
Yeah.
Do you live with your girlfriend?
No.
No?
I'm trying to get her to shack up. She doesn't want to.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Not
great. Really good, obviously.
I'm fine with it. She's like coming around on it. And also like I realize that like even if I want to live with her, you can't twist somebody's arm. Or at least I don't want to live with somebody who I had to force to do that. You know what I mean?
What's your like, what's the selling point on living with you?
I mean, it's just so much cheaper, right? Also, we
it's all about money with you guys.
Yeah.
It's
not cleaning. We know.
But
that.
It's also like I am there all the time, or she's at my apartment all the time. We essentially do live together. I feel like we get along. Like I don't think that it would complicate things.
This is bad math too. Very bad math.
Yes. You think so?
Yes, because practically living with each other is
not the same as.
It's not even not the same. It's not in the same. It's not in the same anything. You are not living with each other. It doesn't matter if you see each other every day. It doesn't matter if you never sleep without each other. You are not making financial decisions together. At the end of the month, if you don't have the rent, she doesn't give a fuck.
It's going to blow up, yeah.
And you can take that to the bank because Chemda, you know, and Keith here wrote a book on relationships. So, you know, the experts are here.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is a good indicator prior to moving in together if it would work out? What would you say?
Well, one, if she's scared of moving in with you, like to me, I would just drop it because it's so hard to live with someone, like even as roommates, even as anything, like, you know, the shower drain could annoy you. Mm-hmm. Her alarm clock might annoy you. Her, walking around in certain things, like a lot of things could change, but try doing something financially together that's on repeat that you have to, rely on that and see how you're financially together.
Are you guys on the same Netflix account yet? That might be a good start.
I mean, she's using mine, so yeah. And I never complain about that, Hamda.
Start asking her for $4.48 per month and start with that and see how it goes.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Here's this. Okay, here's one of the things that I think before you live with each other is when you go out, do you guys have a pause before the check, before you have to pay something? Is there already something established where when we go out to dinner, I pay or you pay or we mix it? What is your financial situation already together?
I feel like it's a pretty even trade-off of we just, one of us pays and the other one doesn't worry about it. We don't keep track or anything, but she'll be like, you just paid.
Oh, she's keeping track.
For this last week. No, she's legitimately not and neither am I. I feel like in that sense, and it might be because we're both not great financially, but we're both like, oh, I'll pay for this one. I'll pay for this one. Like it very rarely is a conflict.
Do you ever go beyond what you're supposed to go? Because it is your girl. You know, that's what happens when you start dating someone. Like all of a sudden you have money for restaurants and like you go to a movie and sure. That's not really life. But now 2.5 years in, you're probably living your normal money life, right?
Sure, yeah.
Do you still go above that for her?
No, because there is, I don't feel any degree of shame. We're both trying to be comics in the city, right? So we've gotten to the point where we can just level with each other and be like, I'm fucking broke, you know?
Then I'm rooting for you. This yeah. Sounds promising.
Why doesn't she want to move in?
I mean, I guess I don't feel comfortable, but also like there could be like a myriad of reasons on any given day that she would say, but chiefly,
that's not good. A long list of reasons.
Sure.
Okay.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Well, Keith, Keith, you're not going to push him on the
guys, I gotta go make a phone call.
Wait, what's chiefly though? Chiefly?
I think that she just, I think that she would identify with what you said in that she doesn't feel like we're actually living together. And I think maybe it is like a money thing of like, no, it's not the same. Like when we have to pay rent together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do have to. I mean, my husband and I have like, we try to have weekly business meetings. It's not the sexiest thing in the world. So you got to like kind of switch your brain back and forth. And right now it feels like you're doing it, but it's like such an extra step to not. Mm-hmm. But I hear I would want to move in too, just because
sure. It
is cheaper. That's yeah. It is cheaper. And, well, and I don't mind talking yeah. about money.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Billy would put the checkbook on the mound, so to speak, and then try to deal with it from there.
It's good that you're not pushing her, though.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, yeah.
How old is she? I feel like we should ask now.
She's a year older than me, 32.
Ha, ha, ha! Just kidding.
Great. Huge. Bastard.
I'm going to come back 6 months from now with a 50-year-old girlfriend and see if you laugh at that.
I'll laugh at it. You'll don't still worry. Laugh. There's Billy, no winning. Every time you're here, I'll laugh at you easy.
I feel so loved in this studio.
Dude, you slept with Andrea, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many times?
Define sleep with. Like, made it
I think
through.
He's talking about sex.
Oh my God.
No. I mean, like, does.
I'd break up with you too.
Does he mean, like, do you mean, like, successfully penetrating or attempting to?
Both.
Trying to was, I don't know.
Does she scare you? It's hard to keep a heart on. She's overwhelming.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't terrified of her, but I had trouble getting hard with Andrea.
Because?
I don't know. Very specifically with Andrea, I had a hard time achieving and maintaining an erection, and she's intimidating. She's an intimidating fuck. It's not bad. She's good. She's great at sex, and maybe it's maybe too good for me.
This
I don't know.
Is so much fun right now.
Do you think she's gonna laugh at you? And because she's
laughing at him right now.
I don't know. It's hard when you get like a Sam Kinison laugh out of her, like in bed,
right?
Or she just screams into the mic. I don't know. It's.
And she starts laughing like, oh, you think you can do that?
I have no idea what happened, but
I just assume that any woman is laughing at me. Like that's how I have sex. I just go in being like, well, I'm about to get laughed at a lot.
Let's hear from Andrea yeah, Allen.
Bring it on.
Hello, Billy.
What's up?
I think
how many times total?
Successfully.
successfully? I don't know. Maybe like maybe
yeah,
three?
What's the ratio of attempts to success?
Oh, really bad.
What's Billy's batting average?
Really bad. Andrea. What's a bad batting average? Like 1.7?
Andrea, what happened first? Was he not able to hold an erection or you had sex? What happened first?
I think we fucked successfully the first time.
God, I don't
know. I think
know.
We only had like two or three, like full on start
such
to finish
ones. Humiliating blur.
This feels so much like an episode of Maury right now.
Did you ever have sex or not sex with Billy sober?
Or not
sex.
Yeah, I was. I think I was in the beginning of my sobriety.
You were in the very beginning of it.
Which explains the desperation in having sex with you. But I think we successfully had sex the one time that you did it. You had a hole in your pajama in the front of your pajamas.
You brought over pajamas?
Oh, no. Was that the time I tricked you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He tried to scare me. He's an idiot. and we were watching a movie, and he had, like, the pajamas that have the button in the flap, you right. know?
Right when you have to take your third piss
at night. I was wearing them
night.
Under my jeans as long johns, just to explain why.
And then I think...
Short, long johns, sexy, I follow.
Sure, I think I was like jerking you off through the flap, and then it, and then we had sex while you had the pajama pants on my couch. And I think that was probably the only time that we ever successfully had sex. I don't think, I think every other time, which was like maybe two or three times... I was also like always on
so far. So that is an F, Billy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wait, can I ask you this? Okay, so you're jerking him off. Are you laughing at his penis?
No, I'm laughing at my life at that time. I'm sober. I'm jerking off this guy in pajama pants. I don't know what's happening. I'm evaluating every step that got me to this.
To that point in time, you're thinking that that is the biggest difference between drunk sex and sober sex. You're like, wow, sober sex, a lot more pajama pants involved.
I thought the sheet thing was just Jewish, but clearly this is a whole different thing.
So what happens? He can't hold an erection, and what does he say? Like, you overwhelm me.
I think you cited specifically like when I was a top, it was very like
aggressive,
poundy, like I was fucking you more than you were fucking me kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very aggressive in bed.
Bravo.
But you said you're not a dumb.
Right. Yeah, but right? Like, I think this went beyond like a submissive, and we're not a submissive thing. I think it was more of like a being terrified thing. You see,
yeah. Why are you terrified?
Like I said, it's very aggressive. Have you seen her do stand up? Like the persona
like choke you out or something?
I mean, no, that would have been hot.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a good time. If you could have added a hand to my throat, I maybe could have gotten rock hard.
Oh God. Okay. You're one of the only people that's ever had this reaction to me. Which is funny. Like, I think I'm
also,
like...
Also, the subtext there was that it's your fault, Billy. Yeah. Couldn't get in a
right. Yeah, right.
Andrea, did you try licking asshole? Get him going. Start the engine.
I don't do that. We both... No. That's actually where we agree.
What do you expect him to do?
I don't know.
How's he going to get hard?
I think we just like... I think also... We were so incompatible on so many levels romantically that like... I think that we didn't work like, well sexually because I didn't think that we had a future really.
It didn't start because it didn't start as a sexual thing. It wasn't like, hey, like you're, it's not like we hooked up at the creek and then started fucking after that. Right.
It's not like we hooked up at the creek. Well, you know, the romance.
I'm sorry, wait.
Yeah.
What?
You know, the foundation for a lasting relationship, right?
No. I meant like it didn't start as a sexual relationship where like we hooked up and then we just started becoming fuck buddies. Yeah. I'm saying like it started off as like we went on a date and then we went on a very nice picnic for a second date.
I was so gentle. Yeah, you were like Ben. Ben.
So I think because it started off romantically and we were incompatible.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd go on dates and I'd be like, this fucking pussy. Okay. You need to date new guys and just, you're sober now. You're just putting your life together. Maybe this is what life is like. I don't know. You brought me carnations once, I think. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh God.
You got to get into this fucking character and be him forever.
I am him.
Because this Billy is stupid. No. The texting guy. He's a cool customer. I want to hang with him.
No, but I think it was a mutual. Oh, yeah. It was just mutually.
I don't even remember how it like technically ended, but I mean.
Oh, it was just like, no. Just, yeah. We were both like, no, right? And it was like, yeah, no. Yeah.
It ended with her throwing the pajamas out the door behind you and throwing the carnations in the garbage. That's how it ended.
He also like, he one time I was high and he said like he had something for me or something. Yeah. Like he was wearing something.
Oh, is this the time in the train?
Yeah. So he's kind of alluding to the fact that he's wearing women's underwear.
Okay.
He's not wearing women's underwear. But I'm high and I'm freaking out and I'm like, I don't want to like shame you for wearing women's underwear, but like I'm trying to also want to fuck you. So it's like 45 minutes of me trying not to call him a pussy.
Billy, what is the thought process for you where you're like, I'm going to tell her I'm wearing women's underwear?
Well, because that's the thing. I didn't tell her I was just trying to allude to it.
Yeah, but why allude to it if you're not even doing it?
Because I saw her freaking out at a miscommunication where I was like, maybe she thinks this. Oh, that's hilarious. Let me make her think this for a 45-minute train ride from Astoria to Bushwick.
When she's high out of her goddamn mind.
So I was just playing a very long joke on her.
It is fun because right away you can tell she's drying up. And if you keep that going...
Yeah.
You should slide in nice.
Well, oh, or if she's super dried up, it doesn't matter that I'm not hard because I can't go in there anyway.
You were getting ahead of it.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not going to be able to keep it up. Let's prank her.
Have you had problems with other people?
Not in the way that with Andrea. Like, with Andrea is very specifically with... It's not her fault. It's not like she's doing a bad thing.
Andrea, you should feel so honored.
Right? But it is with her, I've had that problem specifically. With other people, I haven't had that as a... Like, it happens from time to time.
What are you thinking as it happens? Like, you can't get it up. You're thinking it's because of... At the time.
At the time, it was a few years ago, so I was definitely a little less confident about that. I'm definitely more comfortable with it now. If it happens, I'm chill. But back then, I'm like, I don't know. But also, I know we were both comedians, so I knew we were going to both maybe joke about it.
I've had that, though. I can understand.
Yeah.
Anytime I would hook up with somebody new that I really liked, I would always have a hard time maintaining an erection.
Yeah.
I think that's annoying. And yeah, I just talked to a woman about that, where she's like, that's pretty normal.
Oh, it's totally normal. Yeah, I wasn't like, what the fuck? But then when I realized that it was like a specific reaction to my aggressive energy, it just then I was like, well, now I'm self, you know, like, now this is not going to work because that's how you feel about me at my core. I'm not going to change.
He didn't try to bring out food and stuff, right?
No.
Okay.
Not even once.
No.
He was one time, oh my God, it was after we'd like broken up and
broken up.
Yeah. I mean, okay, whatever.
That was fine.
Stop dating.
We ended the charade
We ended the charade, Smalls.
Oh, God, you're terrible at comedy. so there.
What drives you up more?
Andrea, you're such a good friend in the midst of a breakup. Thanks. Thank you for being there for me. I appreciate that.
You know who you're friends with. I don't know why this is a surprise to you.
What did he do once? What were you saying?
Yeah. I do want to hear this.
That's okay.
I really wanted to get laid, and I'm like, maybe I don't have any other options right now. So, hey, Billy.
You know there's this thing called the internet.
I know, but I knew you were safe and you weren't going to be a creep. And so, but you were out.
I was just going to be lame.
You were just going to stuff it in.
Ladies, step it up. Take some danger.
And so I invited you over, or I met you and you'd been drinking. And you warned me. You're like, I don't think I'm going to be able to. But like, I was like, maybe this time I can get it to happen. And you made me go to a bodega with you and get, what was it? Popcorn, like that, like candy corn that you love.
Kettle corn, yeah.
And a bunch of like sweets. And then I was trying so hard to fuck and you just ate the candy corn and passed out next to me. And I was like, motherfucker! Again!
But it's okay.
Can we talk about the bigger issue here? Candy corn.
I know. No,
Billy, the sick shit that you do, eating candy corn.
I was trying to rape this adult baby, and it was so not.
That's
happening.
Okay. We found the better people for each other, and you found a guy to put a dog collar on you, and it's great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
we're way way better as friends, despite how this sounds. We actually get along really well.
Now, Billy. I hope that, I won't even say ex, I hope your girlfriend is hearing this and knows that even though you aren't necessarily monogamous, you're never getting hard, so who cares? Go out, let him fuck animals, you know what I mean? Because he's not.
Let him try.
Yeah. I dare him. Yeah. Bring your friends around.
If you can fuck someone else, God bless you, Billy.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I kind of feel guilty, and I like...
Oh, good.
Because for some reason, like, there are a handful of guys that come into this room and, like, expressly say, like, Chemda intimidates me. I know I'm going to get made fun of this whole show. And I'm like, come on, buddy. And then the on air, like, we just get on air and I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, Mike? Get the fuck out of here, you puss. And I'm just like, what is it? It's like, I could name a couple of people. And then I noticed, like, Andrea, too. And I'm just like, they make it too easy. But are we cunts?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But like lovable cunts. Like
I just laughed at his half erection for 45 minutes. Yeah. I'm absolutely a cunt in this situation, but I had to do it. So, you know, I feel like I got to joke about it.
But I feel like we're such lovely people. Billy, what is it about you?
All right. Well, Andrea, do you want to thank Andrea for her time, Billy?
Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome, buddy.
You're fantastic.
At Andrea Comedy.
So, Sam, anytime you're having a disagreement with you and your lady, it's not so bad, right?
No.
Not after watching this.
No, we're good. We fight well, you know?
What is the biggest fight? What's the most reoccurring fight? I mean, you don't even see each other. Who cares, right?
What did we... No, we see each other all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's long distance? How far away are you?
Now, I'm in Astoria. She's in Bushwick. But it works. It works because of comedy. You meet at shows, and then you just go to...
That's 5 miles away from each other.
Sure.
But it works because of comedy. Let me explain why it works.
I thought you were going to say it works
because
of the
G-train. I'm the only person to say, because of comedy, my relationship works.
I could literally walk to your girlfriend's house from here.
No, but we found a way for it to work. Nobody cried. Let me ask you this, Sam. You're a dog walker, right?
No, I used to be, but please.
Yeah. Retired.
Yeah, retired. From the industry. Too much.
Guy's pension.
Is there something that dog owners, now that you're out of the business and you can say what goes on, is there something that we don't know that you do that we shouldn't know? Like, for example, do you just go to the park and sit down for an hour?
I was always
Sam,
a pretty...
Sam, you may want to save this for the tell-all.
yeah, for my edgy autobiography. No, I was a good dog walker.
Okay,
I went around the block. I went for as long as they needed to go. They pooped. They peed. I cleaned up diarrhea.
Billy Procidas tweets out, when your ex blocks you on social media, it's like being dumped twice.
Yeesh.
So I should get to eat twice the ice cream.
No, we get the joke.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I'm talking about the heartbreak.
Oh.
So that's something. No, how far joke. After the breakup did she block you? Like, wait a while, right? Until, like, it seems more natural.
I think it was, like, a day later.
Yeah, act like it's a computer
glitch. But it was for, like, again, neither of us are angry at each other.
No, you're good.
Still love each other a lot. But I think she did it for, like, self-care reasons, so, like, I don't pop up and...
Right. Yeah. You guys love each other a lot. Would it be surprising if you called her to just say hi today?
I can't do that to her.
Isn't that weird? You love each other, though, so much.
Okay.
Hey, if you're happy, I'm happy. And you seem happy.
I'm miserable and broken inside.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
Good.
If you're miserable and broken inside, so much.
Yes.
Well, Billy, you have a sex festival coming up. Now, if this isn't going to get your wick wet, I don't know. Suicide. I don't know what to tell you. What happens in this sex festival? What would I do as a member?
It's not a sex festival. I am doing a weekend of listener meetup events called ManwhoreCon. Not just because of me and my personality, but the show's called Man Whore Podcast.
Maybe I don't know what the word festival means. That sounds like a festival to me.
You know, it's weird because some of them thought it might be a sex fest, and I had to clarify, like, this is not a big weekend-long orgy. I didn't want people showing up with, like, a backpack of sex toys. Be like, I'm... And in, like, a G-string, be like, I'm ready. I'd be like, oh, this is not what we're doing here.
Right.
Specifically, try not to do that.
It feels like a city adventure with you.
Yeah.
Where you're going to the sex museum, you're showing them different locations. Sex adjacent.
It's a sex themed, so to speak. It's Billy and podcast theme. It's just a bunch of fun stuff we're going to do. We're going to do like a sexy scavenger hunt. We're going to go to a museum of sex. We're going to do like a sex ed workshop type of thing.
It doesn't sound crazy to me that if I would go to this, there's open-minded people.
Yeah.
And afterwards, there can be a little smashing of uglies, right?
Yes. If you all arrange your own shit in your own hotel rooms,
right. You can't power to you. You can't stop us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to try.
I may want to join in, but I don't want to try. And it culminates with a live Man Whore podcast show at the People's Improv Theater on October 8th.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have four of my exes on stage, because normally on the show I talk to women I've hooked up with about sex, dating, and why we didn't work out. And this time I was like, let's multiply it by four and just like really hurt Billy's feelings.
Will you open up questions from the audience?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Perfect.
Okay. I also want to say this is a great weekend. We've been chatting about it for a while. I'm so excited for you. I know I make fun of you all the time, but I think you're great. I think that the biggest part of why you're great is because you really try sincerely and you put things on.
I may fail to penetrate, but you know, I do try.
No, but it's beautiful because you're like, I never tried that before. I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna report back. I'm gonna consider it honestly and with integrity. And if I don't like it, it's because I sincerely tried it from a wonderful place. And I came home and I told you guys about it because everyone can have this experience. I'm just Joe Schmo. And now I can, you know, I thought, can I go to orgies? That might feel weird. And you put yourself in weird, awkward positions because you want to, you know, you want to die saying like, I crossed off things off my list. And I admire you very much for that.
Thank you. Yeah. I think most people just climb a mountain, but I, you know.
Hey, you're climbing vaginas. It's a thing.
Well, Billy, everything she said. And Cialis. Sam Evans. I was at Sam's weekly show. What I like about this, at this restaurant, it's a small place. Mm. And I love that because it's so awkward for the comedians. And more often than not, the people are just trying to have dinner. And then people bombard them with jokes. I appreciate that a lot.
So you're both putting yourself in awkward positions for our pleasure.
Sure. So there's a lot of weird tension. What I also enjoy is that the comedians who hate hecklers don't know what to do sometimes in that situation because the place is only so big, they think they can talk to the audience and then are surprised when they get some kind of response back and the audience think they're friends.
Yeah.
Do you ever tell them like, hey guys, try to act like it's a regular show because you don't want these guys to keep talking to you even because they're 2 feet away?
Yeah. Honestly, no, because I think the night that you were there, it was a little worse than usual.
Okay.
And normally what we find, because it is somewhat of an ambush show, we do find that like there's a stage, a very small stage in the corner, and then we will put on a spotlight and draw the house lights down in the restaurant. So that actually makes it, even for an ambush show, it just does something to people where they're like, oh, it's comedy.
Right.
And normally we don't have that much of a back and forth. But yeah, anytime that happens, I want to be like, yeah, just fucking don't do that.
Yeah, I would say, somebody would say, oh, I took the train today. Who here takes the train? It's like, you don't have a joke for a yes. You don't have a joke for no. Why are you including somebody? A, B, am I the only one that sees the person you're talking to is drunk?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Keep it going. Don't tell them. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I love it. If you want to find out about it, go to reallysamevans.com. He's swearing by it.
This is a weekly show, right?
Yeah.
That's a very difficult thing to pull off.
Mm. It is. Most credit goes to my co-producer, is a really funny comic named Patrick Hasty, and he really does. He's on the road right now for about the next month, and boy, do I miss him.
What's the weirdest part of doing that show?
Yeah, like Keith said, just the close space of it.
Yeah.
If it's good, it's great. If it's not good, you're like, okay, well, we're going to get through this one.
Have you gotten any weird responses from comics for producing that show or like trying to get on the show?
No, nothing terrible. Anytime. And then one time the owner of the restaurant is this woman, Tina, and she's wonderful. And the one
that
time...
That being said.
No. She had, what was it? Like some guy came up to Patrick after the show started. Patrick like politely asked him to keep his voice down. And he like went up to him and was like, fuck you, you're a fucking asshole. And Tina, the owner of the bar, was like, get out of my establishment.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, which you don't, like usually when you're dealing with like the owner of an establishment, you don't expect them to take such like a proactive role in the comedy show. And she's all about it. It was wonderful.
Oh, your life is so nice. Yeah.
You're in love. You have a comedy show.
Yeah.
I think this was a good match. Yeah. Billy and Sam.
Billy, if you want to find out what's going on there, you can follow his Twitter, which I do. And he is heartbreaking. He's like, I don't want to tell stuff. It's personal. But then you just go in his diary and you read everything. It's at the Billy Procida. And the podcast, of course, you want to download is the Man Whore Podcast. You want to see what's happening there. All right? Am I right or wrong? Am I telling
you're
tales
right
out of school?
Oh, yeah.
Am I being an asshole?
You got no. In that brief moment, you were very nice.
Thank you. Billy, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Sam, always a pleasure.
Thanks so much, guys.
And thank you, listeners, for spreading the word, sharing the show, taking a look at keithandthegirl.com/coupons, all the different deals we have, including our Amazon link.
keithandthegirl.com.